Hello.
Hello there. May I speak with Stephanie?
This is her.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. A few minutes of your time. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely, thank you. And in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? Caucasian, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
I say Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay. And what is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
I'm 22.
Thank you so much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal? Okay, somewhat liberal, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Is there like an in-between?
Remember, it's generally speaking, the middle answers are satisfied or dissatisfied.
Okay. I'll just do satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Just one moment. Seems like something's going on with, okay. So it's satisfied, thank you so much. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. 10, if it is most important. 5, if it is somewhat important. 0, if it's not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First one is fighting inflation and improving the economy. How important is that, in your opinion?
I'd say an 8.
8, thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
10, all right. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
10 as well, okay, thank you. Making housing more affordable.
10.
10, and one more. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
9.
Thank you so much. Moving on quickly. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And the choices are strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. The first one is Joe Biden. How do you feel about Mr. Biden?
I'd probably say, like, 70.
70, that's okay, ma'am. Any number between 0 and 100 is okay. How do you feel about Democrats in Congress?
I'd say the same, 70.
70, okay, thank you. And this one is our organization, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. How would you rate them?
I think 50.
Thank you. Moving on quickly. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10 if it is most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, 0 if it, the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. The first issue is banning different tobacco products for adults. How important is that for the Food and Drug Administration to be focused on from 0 to 10?
Three.
It's not, okay, very well. Remember, 0 is not that at all important. 5 is somewhat important. 10 is most important. So preventing underage tobacco use. How important is that?
On the what side?
Preventing underage tobacco use.
Or preventing, I'd say 10.
10. Okay. And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
Okay. And reducing opioid abuse and addictions, including fentanyl.
10.
Okay. Moving on. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let me read you this. It is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
I'd support.
Would you support it strongly or just somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you, ma'am. Almost there. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning products for this, let me repeat that. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Okay, somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, tobacco bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There are other issues more important.
Other issues more important. Almost there, ma'am. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, and imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you think is the better approach, harm reduction or prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction, the first one? Okay. I'd like to read you some of the things people say that could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first outcome mentioned is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that come from black market sales. Would you say you'd be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that outcome?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Next is, they say, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you say that you'd be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that outcome?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And one more. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Moving on. Wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
I'd say five.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10, ma'am?
I'd say nine.
Okay, so a bit more. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to larger amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
7.
7, okay. And just one more. Our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and larger scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue to this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How much do you agree with that statement, ma'am, from 0 to 10?
Five,
somewhat agree, very well. And let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again, it is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Benefit.
Somewhat more benefit, so much more. Somewhat more, okay, thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision who to vote for?
No impact.
No impact. Okay. Thank you. Ma'am, almost done. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer? In the past 30 days, have you drink any beer?
No.
No. Cigars?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Heat, not burned tobacco products?
No.
Soda pop?
No.
No. And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? In the last 30 days? No, okay. So totally smokeless. Very well, let's move on. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2022.
No, the last year of schooling, I meaning the last grade that you completed or the last degree you received.
Vocational.
Okay, vocational certificate. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Single. Thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children. Okay. Which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, middle class, working class, low income?
I'd say low income.
Low income? Okay. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes, no?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.